Thinking back to your pre-adolescent years, you may recall the odd sensation of your baby teeth falling out one by one. Roughly between the ages of 6 and 13, most kids walk around with gap-tooth grins, looking like miniature hockey players, until all their adult teeth come in. Although the reason why humans have two sets of teeth may seem obvious, scientists have yet to fully concur. The reigning theory is that infant jaws are too small to accommodate adult-sized teeth. Therefore, smaller teeth are necessary until the jaw grows to its mature size. Most kids have all 20 baby teeth or deciduous teeth by age 2. By the time the average child is in first grade, the jaws and jaw muscles have grown in size and strength, paving the way for the arrival of permanent adult teeth. As the rudiments of adult teeth form in the gums, specialized cells called odontoclasts reabsorb the roots of the baby teeth. By the time the adult teeth start to poke through the gums, the rootless baby teeth are loose and ready to come out. Adult teeth appear in intervals, beginning with the incisors and first permanent molars between the ages of 6 and 8. By around age 14, most of the adult teeth are in place. A few years later, around the age of 18, the third and final set of molars, known as wisdom teeth, come in at the back of the mouth, bringing the adult total to 32. Until old age, that is, when sometimes teeth begin falling out all over again. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Valerie Dean O'Loughlin in the Medical Sciences program. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.